At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, put Chris on for a minute.
And now your host, Chris Ronji.
It is not Chris Ronji. It's Ed Farmer alongside Darren Jackson from Progressive Field in Cleveland as Chris Ronji is on other duties.
I'm such a great guy.
All right, Weasel.
For a lot of the fans that may not have heard of you or don't know much about Ryan Buckvich, what exactly is it about? What kind of pitcher are you?
Right-handed.
Finally, former Steeler defensive coordinator Bud Carson died today at the age of 75. Carson was the architect of the Iron Curtain. The Steel Curtain, rather. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ronji.
It's not like at this point of the season you could take a James Brown, who I'm very high on, of course, I'm very high on all the players, because they work so hard, and say, okay, you're the guy now.
College football's on the score tonight. NIU is looking for a bowl bid, and a win over Navy might get them an invite. The Huskies at 6-5 on the season are broadcast starting at 6. From smartphones to touchscreen phones to everything. Never mind. I'll do it later. I'm Chris Ronji. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station. 670 The Score at 670thescore.com.
We're going to talk with Chris Ronji because clearly the Pope used to listen to his post-game show.
I bet he called.
Anything's possible.
You're a buffoon. Thanks for being a D-bag. You know what's great radio? When I go punch John Zahor right in the face.
I have genuine disdain for myself.
High five.
That wasn't part of the open. That was the actual Chris Ronji saying he has genuine disdain for himself upon really hearing did. That. That's not what we're going for. It's not what Chris Tannehill's going for.
No, Chris,
high five.
Chris Ronji works at our sister station, KMOX, down in St. Louis, but he's always a part of the Score family, and whenever we can make worlds collide with him, we like to do so. He joins us now on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hello, Mr. Handsome.
What's going on, friends? I miss you. I love you. How are you?
We're doing really well. And I got to tell you, you were one of the first people that we thought of when we got through the whole the Pope's a Cub fan thing. No, wait a minute. He's a Sox fan. And as we went down that rabbit hole, and then it was like, oh, no, he was a real, he wasn't just saying it. He was at games. And I started thinking, and I said to Tanya, I was like, there's no way this guy wasn't in Farmio's booth at some point during the White Sox run to win a world championship, which made me think, if he's that crazy of a White Sox fan, did the Pope listen to your post-game shows?
So I didn't even think about that at first, because my understanding at first was that he had left town way before that. But now I think he had been in Chicago through like 2013 or 2014, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that meant that a good 8 or 9 years I was doing that job, he would have been in town. And I thought it was, I think it's amazing that the Pope owns at least one White Sox jersey,
mm-hmm.
because he's got it on. He's got it on for game 5. So, you know, he's got at least that one. If you own a Sox jersey, there's a pretty good chance that you were listening to The Score, listening to Sox games, listening to Farmer and DJ, Farmer and Stone, and then you probably would have heard my dumb ass too at some point. So that did not occur to me at first because I thought he was gone, you know? But I had a lot of people actually text me and tweet at me, and then I thought, yeah, I wonder if the Pope hates me.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, most people don't realize Pope John Paul II, big Tigers fan, big Ernie Harwell guy, you know? No, honestly, Chris Ranji, the Pope for sure knows who you are, 100%. There's no way he doesn't know who you are. You're right, he's wearing a jersey there at the World Series, Game 1. I thought Fox did a nice job on their Saturday night game the other night. They went ahead and guessed that it was an A.J. Pierzynski jersey, and A.J., and they did the Photoshop and everything.
Like, how weird is that for A.J., too?
That's what he said, because A.J. said, the Pope knows who I am. I mean, A.J. was raised Catholic, the Pope knows who I am. It was an amazing moment, because Daniel Palencia was wearing a rosary, and it broke. It was like the natural moment for Adam Amin and A.J. to start talking Pope. It couldn't have been better. But, like, you took calls from Bob's on the South Side. Yeah. How many Bob's on the South Side called your show?
Oh, dude, I don't know. And I don't know how many different Bob's there are. There are probably 1,000 at least. There are at least 1,000 South Side Bob's who called in to The Score at any time of the day, whether it's the post game show, afternoon show, whatever. At least 1,000, which means there are probably 10,000 Bob's on the South Side. So he's somewhere in that mix. He's got to be. And if he wasn't, then I have to, like, for my own, I just have to believe that he has been a part of the Score family somehow listening. I have to believe it.
You have to believe it. And, like, well, you have a detailed log of everybody who ever called Sox postgame, right? You have that. And
well, I know the bad ones.
And there were a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember Rudy and DeKalb, that guy. He was like an old friend. I hope he's doing okay. But yeah, there are certain callers that you do remember the names. If you heard it, you go, oh yeah, I remember you. Mm-hmm. At least I remember you. You're calling in a lot. Southside Ron, which I think he called other shows too, didn't he?
Okay.
Didn't he,
Ron? Chris, Southside Ron calls Hit and Run every Sunday morning.
He sure does.
Yeah, yeah. That's my guy. I love that dude.
He's the best.
I have to think that Bob and Dalton called too, but I don't remember if he did. He was probably so pious that he didn't say anything bad.
I don't know, man.
Oh. I honestly don't know, because I've been around a lot of priests and a lot of nuns, and while they present very prim and proper, you haven't lived until you've seen an upset priest at a sporting event.
Well, and to your point, Lawrence, sports is the safe space for you to let out those emotions.
Especially if you're not in your vestment. You know what I mean? Like, if he's just wearing his A.J. Pierzynski jersey and he's just hanging out, then you get to let off a little steam. You say a few Hail Marys later on, and you're good with the man upstairs.
But just psychologically, Chris, like, people would use Sox games to process all kinds of life events, and then they would call you and let you have it.
I love to think that Pope Leo was at home swearing about the White Sox in Latin or in Italian. Wouldn't that just be something? Just absolutely wearing out Robin Ventura in Spanish.
Yeah, like, this guy is multilingual. I saw
he speaks like 7 or 8 languages,
and all of them have something to do with what's going on with Paul Konerko in June.
Yeah, seriously, how do you say Karkovice in Polish? Do you know, or is that already Polish? I don't know.
It already is, but isn't it that's a funny thing too? That Fox did that with the AJ jersey. They just assumed, they did some, you know, recon work, and they figured it's got to be an AJ jersey, because there is a 90% chance that you're from the South Side that if you bought a jersey, it is an AJ jersey. What I don't know what it is about AJ Pierzynski, but they love that guy,
as they should.
That was a thing. Maybe we've talked about this before. I'm almost certain that of every player that the Sox had during my tenure doing that job, every single player was a target at some point. I remember Mark Burley was just wearing it from Sox fans in 07 because he wasn't very good that year. And by the fall, or maybe it was 06. And then by the following year, it was, if they don't re-sign him, I'm never coming back. Right. Paul Konerko used to wear it. Jermaine Dye got it. Jim Thome would get it.
Yeah, Jim Tomey's got to lay that bunt down the third baseline, Ronch. It's wide open for him.
How come this guy doesn't bunt more?
Because he's hit 600 home runs.
Yeah, but like Ronch, the Pope goes back.
The point is AJ was the only player. I swear to God, he was the only player that nobody ever complained about.
Even when he wouldn't throw down and the ball would magically fall out of his mitt on pitches where guys were running.
So it didn't count against his stat.
Oh, man.
He bobbled the ball on the throw down on the pop to second. Yeah, so it didn't go against his caught stealing numbers.
Because AJ was that jerk in your family who you still had to love because he was in your family, you know. And it's just like there was definitely a thing. What a world! What a world we live in, Chris Ranji.
Ranger, I love this for you. I truly do. I love the idea that there's somewhere, like there's some moment where the Pope was like, ah, this Ranji guy, he's always he's always saying
his
nice things
man.
About the White Sox.
What is company man in Italian? Somebody figure that out for me. How do you say
you're an apologist?
How do you say water boy in Latin?
You're gonna go if you got to go to the Vatican. We might raise the money to send you to the Vatican, right? And if the Pope sees you, like that's if the Pope sees you, he might have a visceral reaction and be like, oh, that guy, you made so many damn apologies.
And
for
then he'll
guy.
And then he'll bless you, and everything will be all good.
He's gonna forgive you.
How great is this for the White Sox? Because you know they could use a little great right now, and this seems like it's a pretty cool thing that's happening.
Well, think about this. In the last 15 years, they've had a president and a pope. That's pretty good.
and a duchess. The Duchess of Sussex.
Oh,
also a White Sox fan.
Oh, really?
Has been spotted wearing a White Sox cap. And you don't wear a White Sox cap in these parts unless you are a White Sox fan.
Maybe the next 15 years they'll win a playoff series. What do you think?
Wow. Well, wow. Look at that turn to negative town that you just took. This guy right here. This guy.
Just speaking truth.
Mr. CUB. There he is.
You know who else? I've seen a photo of Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones wearing a Sox hat.
So the Jonas Brothers are White Sox fans? Is that what
I don't
we're
know.
Hearing?
It was years ago when Game of Thrones was still on. There was a photo of her out there with wearing a White Sox
That's
hat.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's such a cool logo, you know, the Black Sox logo, the White Sox logo, the Old English. It is such a cool logo that it has mass appeal. It has since the 90s. Everybody knows that. So maybe that's why she was wearing it, but I like to think that they're...
Hey, Ron, first time, long time. Do you think the Pope ever showed up to a coupe at the Cork Remote on a Sunday?
No, I think he showed up to that bar that we went to in Canaryville. Whatever that place won, where there was a guy in the background. Maybe it was the Pope. There was a guy in the background during the show going, oh, and he's trying to whistle like a bird.
We should get Don Cooper's opinion on this. The Pope, you're welcome. You know, we should really get his thoughts on this. Hey, while we have you, Chris Ranji, you are
from KMOX in St. Louis.
KMOX in St. Louis. And by the way, I think it's awesome what you're doing, the Gas House Gang. At noon on the stage, like, and it's you and it's Miklish and sometimes Kevin Wheeler and sometimes the manager Oliver Marmol talking Cardinals.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Yeah, he's with us every Tuesday. He's there for about, you know, 30-40 minutes, and he takes questions from all of us, and he'll take questions from listeners.
Man,
and so he's on the stream, the live stream, and he can see people commenting as he's there, and he will start reading them and say, well, I don't know about that, Jay, I'd like to see you someday. It's just it's pretty good stuff.
I thought it was a great idea and harkens back to the 1930s Cardinals and the Gas House Gang, but like, that's a neat thing. That said, they've won 9 games in a row. I'm not buying it. I am not buying it. 9 wins in a row, 4 of them by 1 run. 6 of the 9 were against the Pirates and the Nationals. And I'm not buying it, maybe because I don't want to buy it. Are they any good?
I have a healthy skepticism about them. I think that they'll be around 500 by the end of the year, whether that's over by a couple of games or under or right at 500. That's where I think their landing spot is by the end of the season. The pitching, the starting pitching has been pretty good. Matthew Liberatore has been a nice for them surprise at the start of the season. He wasn't even supposed to be in the rotation if you go back 3 or 4 months, but he's been really good. The offense has been good. Statistically, they've scored a lot of runs. They're in a lot of, with the exception of power, they are up there in a lot of statistical categories. So they look pretty good right now. I don't know what to think. I would not right now be buying playoff tickets. We'll see how it goes. I think the only thing for them, or maybe the best thing for them, is that they are in a division that's not great. It does feel like on paper it's the Cubs and then the Reds, Cardinals, Brewers all sort of bunched up at number two. And I do think a lot of things can happen in the division, but I don't know. I have a healthy skepticism about them. They could win it, but I don't know. I don't think I would make that bet right now.
Well, one of the things I was wondering about the Cardinals being good is, you know, a few weeks ago, there was a lot of, well, Nolan Arenado should be traded.
Yeah.
Is that still stuff that's out there, even with them now technically being in contention a quarter of the way through the season?
See, for me, that's all dependent upon how well they're doing and how well he's doing. He still is owed $26 million about for next season. Five of that gets paid by the Rockies. So whatever team picks him up is going to pay $20 million of that. Then it's $15 for the following season after that. So there is a difficulty in trading him because there's a financial commitment. They did try during the offseason. He's got the no trade clause. He said no to Houston. And then there was a report recently from Nightingale that he said no to the Angels, which, you know, none of us could really figure out because he's from California, thought he might want to go back there. But I guess he was committed to being with a team he thought had a better chance of winning. So if they get the opportunity midseason, it really depends on where they are. If they're like five games up, which I doubt, but if they were five games up before the deadline, you hang on to him probably. And again, of course, it depends on how well he's doing. But they are in a position to sell. They have been trying to unload salary, which was the whole reason they tried to trade him during the offseason. I don't know if that calculus changes, though, if they're in real contention and you get, you know, deep into June and then early July.
What was your favorite of the many memes about the Pope being from Chicago? What was it, the one where he's dipping the Italian beef into the baptism bowl?
Oh, my God.
That was really good. That was really good. Well,
I can't off the top of my head remember, but I know the Onion, maybe Tannehill knows, the Onion had a really good one.
Is it the Chicago-style Pope? The Vatican elects first ever Chicago-style Pope, but it's him standing there in a hot dog like bun with yes. all the trimmings. I like that's that one as well. Yeah, right?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Man. I loved that first 48 hours. Just
I miss it. I miss
all
it.
Of it.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, it's as good a feeling as Chicago has had ever.
I mean it's up there.
So it's funny that you mentioned that. Okay, I was talking to a television executive Friday at the Lissagors.
Okay,
and
at the Journalism Awards. Congrats to Lawrence Holmes for winning his second Lissagor.
Thank you.
Congrats, Bubba.
Thank you, handsome. So this person said to me, "Is this the biggest news story in Chicago history?"
Yeah, it might be the biggest news story in the history of Chicago.
And then I started thinking it's about possible. It, and I'm like, well, I'm thinking the Obama election. But then
this is global in a different way.
That's what he was saying, that it goes from local to, it's like hyper-local to then being regional, then being national, then being international.
Right.
I could make the same argument for Obama, but considering how many people look at the Pope as the leader? What, 2 billion Catholics in the world?
Uh-huh.
It was like, you know what? it might be, it's in the conversation for the most important news stories in Chicago history.
And it's also just the vibes are so good, at least here at the outset, before you've gotten into all the issues and the stuff. Like, there was, what, 45, 47% of America that was not happy that Obama was the president. Yeah. Everybody's pretty united. Like, hey, we got an American Pope. This is good. This feels nice.
You know what it's kind of like? I mean, on a much, much bigger, grander scale.
But it was I'm looking forward to this.
When the number one pick fell to the Bulls.
Yes!
And the Derrick Rose draft.
I think, in terms of recency, that felt amazing. Yeah,
because of the surprise of it, too. As soon as the white smoke happened, which I think, by the way, is just a fascinating thing that you've got these hundreds of thousands of people that are gathering in St. Peter's Square, and they're just watching a smokestack just to see if anything comes out of it. And then the smoke happens. We're in the middle of the show, and then somebody came in and said, hey, white smoke. So the Pope's going to be announced in about 45 minutes or an hour. So that's all we started talking about. And we have a guy who's a religion expert who came on, and he was talking to us about all of the candidates. And I don't even think he didn't mention Prevost at all until I asked him, you know, not thinking it was really going to happen, but you know, you have to ask, can we get an American Pope, right? And he didn't think so, and most people didn't think so. So just kind of like you know, again, on a much different scale, but like the Bulls weren't going to get that number one pick. Mm-hmm. And then they did, right? It was such a surprise. And then you know, my co-host said, did they just say it was an American? Do we have an American? And then, you know, there it was.
And then it's like, I know him, or he knows me. I'm Chris Ranji.
I didn't think about it until I got some tweets and a couple of text messages, but
he for sure called your show 100%. We're gonna Tanny. Would you listen to every White Sox post game?
Look, Speaks. There's no way, because if the Pope agreed with something Ranji said, there's no way we would ever let him through.
What is the likelihood, Tannehill, that you hung up on the Pope because he was being too ridiculous in the screening process?
Well, that's the only thing about that is I would not have talked to him very long because I would have put him right through.
This Ranji is an ass. Hang on, you're up right now. You're up next.
Yeah. Bob from Dalton has got some thoughts on the whole thing.
I want to know, but I almost don't want to know because I would like to live the rest of my life thinking that this is true. In case it's not,
the
I don't
probability of it is high, though. Like, that's the thing, is that if it were just, yeah, he might be a White Sox fan, then you go, I don't want to know. But the fact that there's a lot of evidence that he wasn't just a fan, he was a super fan of it. And then, did you hear the Speaks and I were talking about yesterday? Did you hear the story about the guy that showed up to the Vatican with a baseball? And he
signed it.
But he asked him Cubs or Sox.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Like that's some Southside ish right there.
Yeah. Cubs fans don't ask that question because they don't care. They don't care. Sox fans care. They want to know. You better not be a Cubs fan.
Oh man.
So that is such a Sox fan thing to say. And the Pope said it.
Texter wants to know why the White Sox are not attaching smokestacks to the top of the ballpark and releasing white smoke when they win as their version of the W flag. Why is that not happening? So
that's not a bad idea. That's really not a bad idea.
We're living in a moment where there are no bad ideas when it comes to this stuff. Eventually there will be some.
Well, we'll wait to find out. But it's a very cool thing, and it's a great thing for the city. Just awesome stuff.
We appreciate you playing along with the bit, and I do believe that he has listened to your show and has probably called it, but we appreciate you jumping on and talking with us, sir. Continued success down at KMOX, and we will talk to you the next time we need a good laugh.
You guys are great.
You're right. Thanks, Chris.
We'll send him the book. That is Chris Ranji, who is our really good friend, and we love him, and we love when he gets the opportunity to come and be with the Score audience. Occasionally, he'll do a show on the Score at night, or when someone needs to, he'll figure out a way to jump on. He filled in for you a few weeks ago with me.
Love it.
So it was great.
Love it. That's a man with serious connectivity to the audience and
the Pope.
And the Pope. Absolutely. Lawrence, we have a new cub. We have a new cub, and I want to make sure that
it's
people
not the
are
Pope.
No, but this kid, man,
he's a lot of fun.
Oh, is he fun? Let's discuss and introduce people to the new cub when we come back. All right,
that's next on the Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Or Spiegel and Holmes.
Hi, Boog.
We're a very important radio show, you know?
Yeah, you are. So very important.
I mean, do people have any idea?
How was my sincerity there? You want me another reading of that?
Yeah.
I'm going to count you down, okay? In three, two, one.
So very important.
Oh, perfect. That feels nice.
Yeah. Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's, I mean, I would say, like, it's really special bat. Not only is he doing damage, but he's doing it with no strikeouts, which is really impressive. He can really hit.
Jed Hoyer talking about the baller.
Mo Baller. Fun nickname.
Yep.
Moises Ballesteros is here. They call him Mo Baller. Let's start with the fun, dude. He can really hit. But
it's not quite for power.
Not really.
Like,
no.
He's not a home run hitter, but he is a spray it line drive hitter.
Big time. Big time. He's chubby. He's short and he's kind of chubby. And he's fun to watch run. When he hits, if he gets a double tonight, the video of him running is going to go viral. Like, he's just...
Is he like Alejandro Kirk?
Oh, it's a great call. Alejandro Kirk, the left-handed hitting chubby catcher for the Toronto Blue Jays. He's got more pop. I think Kirk has more power.
I think he's also a lot bigger than Baller.
Yeah, so Wilson Astudillo?
Yes.
The Tortuga?
There's going to be some similarities there. Absolutely. And body-wise...
Kirk is listed at 245.
Is he really?
And I'm not buying that.
This is the way that Jim Callis wrote it today in his What to Expect from Moises Ballesteros article. It really makes me laugh, among other things. He listed at 5'8" and 195 pounds, dash, he's significantly heavier, dash. He has soft hands, but isn't an especially agile defender. Like... This is, if he plays first base, as somebody was saying earlier, that will be an anomaly.
Pretty small.
A 5'8" first baseman is a pretty damn rare thing.
Throw it at his head.
Or the midsection?
No, I'm saying
the midsection will be too low.
I'm saying throw
aim it for the head.
Aim for his head because that's about where you would throw to a 6'3" or 6'4" first baseman, which would be middle cut for them.
He said Callis wrote that no one 5'8" or shorter has played 100 games in a big league season at first base since 1930. So full-time first baseman at 5'8" or shorter just does not happen in the bigs. But for anybody who didn't hear, Michael Busch was seen before the game taking some ground balls over at third base. But Ballesteros, he has been the youngest guy at just about every level that he has been at. And he has hit against grown-ups at every step of the way. Signed in 2021, he made it to single A at age 18, double A at age 19, triple A at age 20. And now here he is in the big leagues. We had Nico Horner on earlier in the day, and Nico had this to say about the guy he has shared spring training with the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to get to know him better. I'm obviously shared spring training with him, but it's different in the season, obviously. And just excited for him. He's got just one of those pure, beautiful lefty swings that you can't really teach, with a combination of bat to ball and power that, you know, is so many guys hit for power in the minor leagues, but there's that, but they're striking out at 25-30%. And that's a little harder to believe in sometimes than a guy who's, I think his walks and strikeouts are pretty even, and it's all fields, it's lefties, it's righties, it's fastballs, it's breaking balls, it's power, it's situational hitting. It's a really, really pure bat, and just super excited to see him get an opportunity.
That's pretty cool. That's Nico Horner. Even at 17, he was a dude who walked 31 times and only struck out 24 times in the Dominican Summer League. And he's still that guy who he walks a lot. He doesn't strike out much. And he's hitting .368 in the International League right now.
A texter mentioned that they were watching Marquee while listening to us. Thank you. And they saw the baller taking BP. And I'm hoping I went and grabbed the remote so I could switch on over to see if maybe there's some B-roll that we can watch a little bit of that BP going on over at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, and he's young. He's not like he's not like a Molina brother running around there, like one of the older chubby Molina brothers. Remember, was it Benji who hit the triple, like the legendary fat catcher triple that you've ever seen? He's not like that.
There's nothing better than a catcher triple. Nothing.
That's why Carson Kelly hitting for the cycle was a beautiful thing. But this whole thing has been kind of...
Because we always get a little scared round and second. It's like, really? Should I?
You really want me to do this?
I can just stop right here. It was so funny. Judge hit a ball yesterday where the left fielder for Seattle was just like, yeah, he's not going for three. And it was almost like a gentleman's agreement for both of them where Judge was like, yeah, I'm not going for a triple. I'm just going to stop right here. And the left fielder was like, oh, he's not going for a triple. I'm just going to kind of walk up to the ball and throw it into the infield. It was so adorable. It was just like, we're good, right? Yep, we're totally good. Got it. I feel bad for Julio Rodriguez. Did you watch him yesterday?
Did not.
There were three balls that were hit at him at the wall. And he mistimed all three by like a fraction of a second.
Oh, no.
That one went off the top of his glove, and he was in position. Like, he wasn't like height of the jump thing. One turned him around, and by the time that he turned around, then the ball went over his mitt. And then there was another one, and you could just see him be like, really? Like, this is my life today that I'm out here doing? It was a pretty funny moment.
Wow. No, I love it, man. Moises Ballesteros is in the lineup. He's hitting seventh tonight for his big league debut behind Dansby Swanson, who moves up to six. Nico is down to eight in this lineup. And Nicky Lopez playing third and will hit ninth in this lineup. PCA leading off again in a state of haplessness.
Yes, Ian Happ been placed on the 10-day IL. Tyson Miller put on the 60-day IL, so no one's been DFA'd.
Yeah. I mean, I hope that Moises Ballesteros gets to DH every day that he's here, even against lefties, because he's a hitter.
Yeah, you don't really need help with the catching anyway. It's not like they have a need at that position.
And don't you think we've reached a time where we'd rather see Moises Ballesteros get a shot against the lefty rather than Justin Turner keep getting shots against the lefty? I mean, respect to Justin Turner on an amazing career, but he looks awful consistently.
He looks a little lost, but you would expect someone as, 41 to be at that place?
Yeah, I hope he's not just washed.
But I think that there's also value to having that guy, but you got to that thing is, you can be that, but when your number's called, you've got to come through.
Mm-hmm.
It can be sparing that they use you, but when they do use you, you got to come through.
I hope that Ballesteros hits well enough over the next week that when Hap comes back, they are forced into making a decision that could involve Justin Turner or Vidal Brujan or something like that. But either way, the kid in there tonight in the seventh spot.
We need to take a break. When we come back, Speaks has got a treat for you. I haven't heard this either. He has someone that's pretty legendary on the PBP pod, and he brought a little bit of it to us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. You're going to love it. It's next on The Score.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It's LeVar Ball.
What's good? Triple B, big baller staff. You guys go do your thing. I love your staff.
Afternoons on The Score.
Bob, I hope you leave this particular realm of broadcasting with the pride and the knowledge of your place in the pantheon of this art form. It's obvious to all who are involved. And thanks for the time.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
Bob Costas is going to be on the next episode of the PBP podcast, hosted by my partner, Matt Spiegel.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon. I would like that to end every broadcast in perpetuity.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
Thank you, Tanny, for pulling that. You could just tag everything with that. Every phone call.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
Is that going to replace the Shane Smith one?
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
I'm just going to let that speak. I'll let that speak.
You should.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
I mean, as far as like cool people to have in your phone, for those of us that do this, that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, we trade trivia questions sometimes. Like 12-year-old Matt Spiegel is, losing his mind over that kind
of thing. How old are you now?
older than 12 checks out.
And, you're also losing your mind over it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
Don't just lay that on 12-year-old Matt.
No, you're totally right. Like this morning at early in the morning, I was like listening and kind of taking notes on some stuff. And Christine was next to me and she was just laughing at me because I was just like smiling and giggling as I'm doing it. And she's just
thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
It Very is good, Matt. Thank you.
See, nice.
They're all there.
We got a collection going here.
They're all there in the PBP
Hall of Famers.
So let's get into this a little bit.
Yo,
Bob Costas, who is one of the deans of baseball play by play, told Matt a lot of stuff that you guys need to check out. And is why he always loves talking to him. You have to hear this. This is him explaining that maybe play-by-play guys now are taking too many liberties with their calls and not saving it for when they really need it.
As a talk show host, Bob, I could have I could create a viral take with an outrageous opinion where I explode in venom every day. And of course, some people do and they make hundreds of, come to think of it, I should be doing that. Now,
I find it hard to believe, and I've been saying this for years, that three or four middle-aged people, generally men, but not exclusively, middle-aged people on these shows are in a state of high dudgeon about a half dozen sports topics a day. Not just interested in them or have a point of view, but they are all worked up, and the takes are almost always binary. Good, bad, high, low, yes, no, hero, villain. Nuance not only isn't a consideration, it's your enemy. Get it the hell out of here. We don't want any nuance. We don't want any on the other hand.
Yes. Yes. The danger of becoming a contrarian by convenience is available for all of us.
And they all have to be hanging judges. They're all going to sit in their studio somewhere. And now the best of them are talented. And have worked harder and achieved what they've achieved. But somewhere, as we speak, is someone we've never heard of and will never hear in Timbuktu somewhere, who is issuing some condemnation of someone, player, executive, commissioner, broadcaster, a condemnation of someone who on their worst day, even if they are subject to criticism, who on their worst day is better at what they do than this guy will ever be at anything he ever does. But this guy is issuing not just thoughts, not just careful critiques, but utter condemnations. And his audience ought to take it from here. Take it from me, pal. You don't need any other source. I got it for you, because the toughest take is automatically the most honest take, right? Cynicism is insight. Not skepticism, cynicism and condemnation. That's the most honest. Don't mince words.
Inject this all right into my veins from Bob Costas. Yeah, it's quite a world. I feel like baseball, with its massive inventory and its companion everyday nature, if you're really watching all the games, is as insulated from that as any realm of broadcasting, because of just the volume of outcomes and the amount of failure and the nuance that is required to discuss almost anything. I feel like that's baseball's great appeal still on some level.
That's well said. And I do think that the vast majority of baseball fans, and therefore listeners and viewers, no matter their age, understand kind of the ebb and flow of the season, understand that especially on the local level, a broadcaster isn't just an announcer. They're a companion. They're a conversationalist. On the local level, they become, if they're any good at it, they become kind of a friend to the audience. And I think reasonable people do not take such a harsh view, such a demanding view. Our team always wins or loses. The other team doesn't win or lose. Right? Our team blew last night's game because the bullpen screwed up.
They really
did. Tomorrow, when their bullpen screws up, at least theoretically, we rallied. So our bullpen failed on Tuesday, but our hitters succeeded on Wednesday. That's the way a lot of this stuff goes. And when you mix in gambling for some portion of the audience, then that relationship becomes closer to transactional than too emotional. This is a word you hardly ever hear anymore in society in general, and especially around sports. But baseball, especially for most of its history, is connected with a number of emotions. But one of those emotions or feelings was always fondness. Fondness. People felt fondness for baseball. They hoped their team won, but they also felt fondness for their guy and his baseball card when they were a kid and what. Now there's, and maybe the tone, the loudest tone and the harshest tone kind of drowns out what most people still feel. But now it's almost like I laid my money down and I'm demanding an outcome, not hoping for an outcome. I'm demanding it. And if you don't deliver it, it's just the same as me taking this product back to the store manager and declaring it defective and I want a refund.
That's great stuff from Bob Costas.
He was in his element, you know? He's just comfortably chatting about those kind of issues. There's all kinds of stuff in there. Recommend
Thank
for people.
You, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
But like he talked, Lawrence, he talks with such self-awareness and candor about why he had to step away. Like he knew that he wasn't at his best anymore in terms of his batting average over the course of a series or over the course of a season, and he didn't want to damage the legacy anymore, so chose to walk away.
I think that the space that he can now occupy is the one that's best for him at this point in his career. He can be the holder of the baseball holy grail. He can be the essayist. He can be the person that helps us frame the conversation around baseball. That's where I think he should be. It's an exalted position as far as I'm concerned. He doesn't have to preside over the game. He can preside over the game.
Yeah, yeah, writ large. I like that. And he does stuff on MLB Network with his friend Brian Kenny and a couple other things. And so, yeah, you know, and so it's the PBP Voices of Baseball. People can go grab it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods. And he's a good dude. And it was it's very cool honor to have him on.
I agree wholeheartedly. I'm glad that you brought that to us. And where can people check out the PBP?
On the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods, however you want to do it, you can find it.
Tonight, the Cubs continue their series against the Marlins. Pregame coverage starts at 6:05. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer have the first pitch at 6:40 on the Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm sure Bob has tons of thoughts on the Pete Rose reinstatement, the shoeless Joe Jackson reinstatement.
Why don't you ask him?
It didn't come up. You heard me. You heard
suspicious.
Me.
Suspicious.
And he said the bullpen may have blown the game last night. And I said they did because we recorded the day after Ryan Presley gave up all those runs.
Can't even when you got your idol, you can't not let a shot at Ryan Presley happen. Man's talking to his idol and he's still thinking about Ryan Presley.
It's on the daily, man. It's the daily nature of the damn thing. Oh, God.
I kind of love it, though. I kind of love it that you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
This little jab at Ryan Presley.
You gotta. And by the way, that guy stinks. That guy absolutely stinks.
Would you like to know the Cubs lineup for today?
I am interested.
All right, good. They are going to take on the Marlins. We're going to have that game for you in just a little bit. PCA is going to lead off and play center. Tucker is in right field batting second. Suzuki is in left field batting third. Bush at first. Kelly behind the plate. Swanson at shortstop. Ballesteros is your DH.
Welcome.
Nico Horner is playing second base. And batting ninth and playing third base is Nicky Lopez. So there you go.
There it is.
That's a wrap.
Nico Horner, very excited about the birthday gift that we gave him.
Yeah, man. Thanks to the listener, too, for helping us out with some ideas for him.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to Rinaldi's for setting all of that up.
Yeah, that's gonna be really cool. Nico's going to have a pizza named after him at Rinaldi's, the Nico Horner special. Ingredients and charitable donation to be determined.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. On tomorrow's show, we're going to talk with Cubs manager Craig Counsell at 2:30. Jordan Schultz has got some NFL stuff for us at 4. And Dez Clark We'll ask him about Colston Loveland and the Bears overall. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support that you show this show. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock, and at 2:30 we will talk with the Cubs manager. Thank you so much for listening. Cubs baseball is next.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.